Is Fortnite any more addictive than Facebook? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Recently, none other than Prince Harry waded into the age-old debate about whether video games are addictive. He said he thought Fortnite, quote, shouldn't be allowed, and that it's designed to keep kids in front of a computer as long as possible. Last year, the World Health Organization classified game addiction as a mental health disorder for the first time. But many psychiatrists still disagree with that assessment, and some say video game addiction is the same as any digital addiction, like to phones or social media. Lindsay Grace is a night chair in interactive media and associate professor at the University of Miami School of Communication. I asked him what constitutes a gaming disorder.
Generally, the way the World Health Organization defines it is what most people are comfortable with, which is this idea that the activities engaged in a game distract you from everyday activities, they prevent you from feeling good about doing other activities, and basically the idea is that games take over most of what you do on a daily basis.
There's a much broader conversation than just video games around this idea of addictive design, you know, and growth hacking and social networks that employ all of these tricks to engage you. Do you think that this is an issue that is exclusive to games, or is it about design in general and the drive for our attention?
I think that's a great observation. Essentially, what's happened is we have a media-rich environment where you've got all kinds of people trying to vie for your attention. So one of the ways that I describe game design is it's essentially engagement design. We're trying to figure out how to keep people interested in the activities that we've designed, the playful experiences, for longer and longer. But one of the challenges there is if we are too effective, we may actually lose our audience. The example is that if people are worried about being enveloped in the world that we have and disconnecting from the rest, there's a problem there, which is why a lot of game designers actively design experiences that are about a whole community of play. So it's some time playing, some time watching on the latest streaming, and the idea is that there's a whole environment that you design, not just the single play experience.
Well, so then with that in mind, you know, obviously one of the precipitating factors for this conversation is Prince Harry saying that Fortnite should not be allowed. And in your opinion, is Fortnite, has it achieved a level of engagement that other games haven't? Like, is Fortnite any worse than Facebook or World of Warcraft was?
What I'd say is that, well, Fortnite is great. It's the hit of the year. But essentially, every couple of years, we're going to have something similar. So in the 80s, it might have been Dungeons and Dragons. Obviously, World of Warcraft sort of dominated the online, massively online role-playing game space for a long time. But essentially, I don't think that any one game is going to hit all the marks in a way that sort of says this is the ultimate addictive experience. And part of that is also just sort of fundamentals of human psychology. We're always kind of looking for more and more interesting engagements. So people tire of the games over a long period of time.
What level of video game engagement would make you worried? If some, you know, unscrupulous designer came along and said, we're taking off all the breaks, what might that look like to you?
So one of the things I think is challenging is that there isn't an explicit formula. Much of the work that happens within individual companies is sort of proprietary. So they each have their own approach to making a magic formula. And if anything, over the years of designing games, one of the things that I think everybody recognizes is as you think you have a magic formula, it just keeps evolving. And part of that is because the media landscape changes. People's interests change. Very commonly, what happens is that a game may be very fashionable right now. It's cool to like Minecraft. And then a few years later, it's not cool anymore. And no matter how sort of engaging you made that experience, the social pressure or the environment around it, the rest of the media landscape, affects where people go. So while it's sort of interesting and maybe a great sci-fi film to imagine that there is some master designer who's figured out the optimal formula for engaging, so much so that no one wants to leave the game. But ultimately, humanity and human psychology is far more complex than hitting an optimal formula and basically just executing it in a way that gets everybody sort of hooked on a game.
Lindsay Grace is an associate professor at the University of Miami School of Communication. The crowd ranking site Ranker.com has a running list of what users have voted the most addictive games of all time. As of this taping, I have to agree with the consensus that number one is Tetris. And now for some related links. We've got a story from last year about how the WHO classifies gaming disorder. That's on our website, marketplacetech.org. And there's a link to a Washington Post piece on how many American psychiatrists think the conversation needs to be a lot more nuanced, especially since only a tiny portion of people worldwide, like less than 1%, seem to qualify for diagnosis of an actual disorder. That's according to a 2017 report in the American Journal of Psychiatry. That doesn't mean Fortnite isn't taking over some people's better judgment, though, and I say this as the mother of a 12-year-old boy. Last month, a story came out about how former Philadelphia Phillies player Carlos Santana found out during that team's losing streak last fall that some of his teammates were playing Fortnite during games. So he used his actual baseball bat to smash the TV in the clubhouse. I cannot say that I have not considered that myself. But I also have to say that Lindsey Grace is ultimately correct, that no matter how addictive a game like Fortnite might be, the human brain is always going to want something new. And I can tell that Fortnite's days are numbered, because earlier this month on CNN, I saw this headline: What Parents Should Know About Apex Legends. Apex Legends, of course, is the even cooler battle royale game that's like Fortnite, but better because it's new. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.